Meanwhile, hot, dry, windy weather has operations ramping back up on the Stewart Creek wildfire east of Fairbanks. Crews battling the month-old 85,000-acre fire have been demobilizing, but Fire Information Officer Terry Anderson says the weather has put that on hold.
It's on hold now. In fact, we're adding another crew today to continue to reinforce some of our burning out operations there and just being able to do some scouting and some hot spotting on any of these flare-ups that are happening.
Anderson says the new activity is on the fire's east side within fire lines put in south of Chena Hot Springs in recent weeks.
A lot of that's 100 foot to 200 foot of black line on the perimeter that's cold. But inside of that area, there's still quite a bit of hot actively smoking and actually flaming fuel now because of everything's drying out again. So we're going to have crews in there hot spotting and trying to just kind of keep a hold on this fire. And we'll be running our air support with the scooper water dropping airplanes there as well.
The Stewart Creek fire is one of several interior blazes flaring back up. The others are to the southeast. The Moon Lake complex near Tok is also seeing pockets of fuel burn. Anderson says Alaska is experiencing an uncharacteristically late fire season.
We're in red flag conditions again today and tomorrow for strong southerly winds coming off the Alaska Range.
Anderson says moisture is forecast to move into southern areas of the state, but much of the interior is expected to stay dry. He says winds could blow smoke into populated areas.